This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I'm with John Frogerty, the Frogert shop owner who sings in that Creedence cover band.
Yeah.
And it's me, him, and it's Waluigi, and we're watching the pilot for Chunk of Bean, the ABC pilot that didn't go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You found it because it got misplaced.
Well, that was the whole thing. They hired me. They said, take your two best guys
to detective
and get out there and start detectiving and find this pilot because we're going to need it for the Museum of Television.
Mm-hmm.
So I start digging in there. I'm like moving around. I finally call John Frogerty. I go, I need somebody who has a phone because I'm like, you know, even when I find something, I don't have any way to tell anyone. Yeah,
and you're on foot.
Yeah. And I'm on foot. And he's got that it's a machine that you can move in.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You can picture it, right?
It's got the top.
Well, it not on this particular night, but I've seen it with a top before.
Okay. No, then I don't know. I'm lost.
Okay, so then he shows up with Waluigi, who I guess they were like,
they were already hanging out.
Yeah, they were already together. I guess they have like a standing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of interrupted. I was like, is this a date? But I don't want to ask. So anyway, we're watching Chunk and
what
Bean.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened in it?
In Chunk and Bean?
Yes.
Well, Chunk eating all the candies.
Who's Chunk?
He's a little boy.
Okay.
And Bean's father kind of let him do whatever he wants.
Bean's Chunk's
neighbor.
Okay.
And Chunk's parents are a little more overprotective.
Mm-hmm. Makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
Thinking about how I didn't get to watch the show.
Yeah. Seemed like a sure thing. Yeah.
Where'd you find it?
Oh, it was actually in between. You're going to get a kick out of this. Have you ever been to Lamps Plus on La Brea?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. It was in between that and the ocean.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways in this industry we call showbiz. And I want to just go through this.
Well,
I want to get right to it because
what up?
I know you have to go.
Yeah, and Adam's got to get out of here, but and that's fine because this is going to be quick. We got a stupid idiot guest. I'm kidding. He's great. It's our friend Adam Pally.
So
he was on the show once before, and he's been saying, I know it's been 3 years, but he's been saying he really wants to get back on because he had so much fun. He pretended to not really like us last time, which was so funny, Adam. Yeah. And some people thought, was it real? Was he mad?
So many people to me are like, is that serious?
Yeah, is he serious? Yeah, to me too.
Is that
to me
being funny or
to both of us?
Is it really serious? People were scared.
It's so crazy.
My friend honestly got scared.
I honestly was like, he's that good an actor.
Yeah, I was just honest. I was just doing.
Take the compliment, Adam.
I was just doing a bit, you know.
No.
Just joking around.
But he's back in here now, and we thought, well, obviously, everybody's doing this. We need to have, for our show, celebrity bumpers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fun ways to get in and out.
Everyone is doing this.
What better person to do our celebrity bumpers, like, here comes the commercial break, and that show was presented by Sean and Hayes, than famous actor Adam Pally, who people thought was mad, but he actually likes us a lot.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that sounds good as long as it's I do have somewhere to be, so.
No, yeah, again, he told us he didn't have a ton of time, and it's been so hard to schedule with him, but, you know, we'll get you in and out.
What is the, if I may?
Just a family dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whose family?
My entertainment family. My team.
Sure.
A little team.
That's a big team.
Okay. It's a big team. I got a really big team.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got agents. I need it's a big team.
Really big rings. Yeah.
What is it?
I need some really big rings.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I got it, you know, let's get down to it.
What are you getting, wings?
That's no, I mean, maybe I'll look at the menu and see, but no, I think they're taking me to a steakhouse or something.
Oh, yeah. No wings there.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
to push
sorry, we don't, we
dude,
can do,
yeah,
we can do
sorry.
It later. We can we do this
fall,
later.
We fall into this every time we're with you. It's so natural. The conversation
but we can
just
pick
flows.
It up.
Well, we've known each other a long time.
But
Sean,
we got to get it going.
We can
and,
pick it up another time.
Yeah, and we're close.
Yeah.
So this is going to be really easy. You'll just go like, hey, you're listening to Hollywood Handbook. I'm Adam Pally. Hope you like the show.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Great. Can I ask you a question before
yeah,
we do?
Go ahead.
Is it, this is like a meta thing that like I'm doing this while I'm also a guest on the podcast, right? Like I've never seen this like done before.
What are you, like you've never seen the recording of it? No, they just play the bumper.
I know everyone
does it like product.
But I listen to a lot of podcasts and like I've
no,
never...
they all do it like this. They bring the guy on and then the episode is about them.
And then
the
it just
bumper.
Goes away because everything goes away.
We pride ourselves on translucency.
Okay.
Not quite transparency.
Yes.
Right.
But we want people to see how the sausage gets made. And so, you know, you've never really seen this before, but like...
And everyone does it. Pardo did it. David Axelrod on Axe Files did
all the
it.
Greats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all the great comedy podcasts do it. Yeah. I'll definitely. All right. So I say, this is Adam Pally. You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook with Hayes and Sean.
Yeah, kind of.
I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That was really good.
Thanks, Brett. Brett's here.
Yeah, I'm here. Just to show you the process.
Yeah. Lest the whole episode go by without. Brett getting to do his little song.
That's right. We didn't start.
Anyway, that was really good. That was great. Do you have anything? I have something, but I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Mine's small. Do it like you love it. Do it like you love being here. Do it like you like the show. Maybe say something nice about Hayes, something that you like about sort of his.
You want me to just give a compliment in a bumper? Like a random compliment?
Well, I mean, people are going to be concerned, you know.
It doesn't have to be random, just like the main one.
Oh.
Whatever, like your main
just because last time the takeaway was dude's mad, maybe this time the takeaway could be like, oh, dude,
I think that would actually
so
be good for you, too, to not be just like a bad guy.
No, I feel so bad about that. I feel like, I'm sorry. I want to say that again. I didn't really know what the vibe of the thing was early on in your run, and I was...
Sure. And big for us in that way. I'm not saying it's like that we're mad, but it was a big episode for us because it was our
third
episode.
You know, and that's my self-worth too. I was thinking like it's just me. It's like a it's like for Sean it doesn't mean much, you know, so I came in with that bit. But I digress. Let me Okay, so it's
let's get one more. You want to give us three in a row?
Can I do mine? I'm sorry.
Hayes had
it. Can you do it like kind of smart? Like do it in like a
cool.
Wouldn't that be kind of interesting?
It's kind of a smart show.
Do it in sort of like a smart, like at a, just in like a really
intelligent
way.
Our listeners, Adam, are so smart.
Not like
a
nerd, but like
really
you're like,
get it.
But you're
sure,
like well read. You know about the news and stuff.
Like a nerd,
stuff
like that. But like a former nerd.
Sure, let me
try. Yes. Nerd when you were a kid, but you've sort of grown out of it.
Yeah,
into your skin.
Let me give it a shot.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to the Hollywood Handbook with Sean and Hayes, who does not look sick.
That is great. I like that. I'm not sure people are going to believe that.
Because they know you?
I mean, it's not that I...
It feels like what you picked was... You looked at him. You were looking for something to say. He looks very sick.
Well, right here, you know, I
we don't
did,
want you to
I
lie
did.
About it.
I'm sorry. If there's
I'm not
that,
scared. I'm not running from that anymore.
Okay. If you could write something, is there something that you want me to say about you? Because if this is all just going to get
weird.
Cut. No, don't feel weird.
No,
it's
I would
easier
feel weird.
For me because sometimes compliments can be.
You're so nice. That's really nice.
But sometimes they go the other way, you know, like. You know, one time I gave Sean a compliment. Like we were doing comedy a long time ago, and I was like, you're so smart when we improvise. It's almost like you have Asperger's, you know. And like I know what I was saying. I know my truth, which was that I just know Sean is a good improviser, and but Sean was like got a little upset about it a long time ago. So like I just want to make sure that the compliment that I'm giving you is what you want.
And frankly, now Adam, I'm able to admit. I'm maybe a little bit on the spectrum.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah,
you
know, it's actually kind of like a superpower.
And it's a lot like a superpower.
Yeah, yeah, okay, sure.
And it's freed me up in a way to not have a good personality, to not make any effort to make other people comfortable.
You can be cold and distant.
And then I just go like, I'm a little bit on the spectrum. And the other thing I've noticed, a lot of other people are on the spectrum. Like anybody who kind of isn't super warm towards me or seems like maybe they dislike me or don't think I'm funny, I just suddenly will realize, oh, I think he's on the spectrum.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then do you like ever like reach out to them and like, I'm on the spectrum too. Maybe we should like, you know, go get food.
What I'll mostly do is tell other people, like, I think that guy's like on the spectrum or something.
You know what you should do? The next time you should just go up to that person and say, I think you're on the spectrum. That's what I feel like being direct is always, candor is valued.
Mm-hmm. And is that what you were doing at the time that you gave me the compliment?
God, I don't remember. It was so long ago. I think I was just really trying very, very hard to be nice to you. So I really can't, I don't remember at the time. But I do remember it because it was such. I remember the way that you reacted, which you like bristled. Which you know, at the time, I never got.
Well, I said thanks.
Yeah, but it was like the.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, and I know what that means. You know, that means like I'm better than that,
right?
You know,
but see, you being able to recognize that emotion, in Sean saying it is almost like hurting Sean even more because he doesn't pick up on that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You
know?
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. And then I tried to give you a compliment back, which was just like, dude, you're becoming a really funny improviser.
Yeah, and I said,
like, you're starting to be like really good.
Yes, and I remember. I laughed because I thought that you were kidding. Because obviously I was at that time, you know, already pretty good.
You're starting to really make me laugh out there, man.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
I guess you haven't seen some of my earlier stuff because that's really funny too. Let's do another take. I really, because I do have to get to this big team meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's being,
what's on the docket?
Yeah. What's,
I'm not allowed to, can I talk about it?
Yeah,
I mean,
is that okay?
Brett just can always bleep out.
Is it a specific project? Or it's kind of like laying the plans for the new year. I'm not saying that like most of these guys are.
I would hope that that's involved, the laying out the plans for the new year, because I want to be organized attack.
Right. Yes.
But I also am up for a big, big role that has been kind of slid my way. And
okay, Kevin, can you duck out just for this one part? Just for this one part? Just leave. Just leave. Shut the door. Thank you.
And okay,
is that shot?
And I'm debating whether or not to take it because it's just a lot. It's a big deal for me. It's a big role. It's a lot of stuff that I'd have to do to be
ready. Is it James Pond? The sort of tadpole version of James Bond?
No, I passed on that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think Kroll is doing that.
You could really do
that. That's so good for him.
I think that's Nick's next project.
That's exactly what he should be doing right now.
Yeah.
God, he would kill that.
He would kill that. For me, I just thought it was...
I hope people get it. I hope people understand him as
that. For me, it was just a little... It just wasn't enough. But I think for him, it'll be great.
Yeah. He did the show, and he was actually... So cool.
So
really?
Warm. Yes. Really? Just like sort of
very
like,
game.
There was like an effervescence. I remember I just was walking on air after that.
Good. Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I know. I think that's really, that's what I love about Nick.
Yeah.
You know, is that the lady doth protest a little too much and you can tell and it's kind of a bit. We're all like kind of like, ha, you're so nice.
Right.
We know.
But especially for how like huge he is.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, well, for how whatever he is. I mean,
no, it's really
huge.
Big. Look,
he's not
and
really
it's,
big.
Well, it's like
we were in a movie together.
Okay. He had his own. Television and now off Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's doing stage, which is you know, totally like what people in film and television call a drop in the bucket.
He's going to be in a Jeff Nichols movie.
I think he was, and I think that he has about 5 minutes of screen time.
Well,
which I heard he's great in, but anyway,
odd they used all 5 minutes in the trailer.
Yeah, that must mean
it's unusual.
That must mean the movie is not that good.
Well, I didn't realize you were against interracial marriage. I mean, the movie's about people being more accepting of interracial marriage.
I'm not against
something that.
No, I'm not. I love Jeff Nichols.
But then you would think the movie was good.
So you like Jeff Nichols, but wish that he wouldn't do a movie about this.
I think it's a little bit of an apropos. A cultural, I mean, I don't want
to. It's not his story to tell.
Right. Yeah, not his story to tell, and certainly not Nick's acting.
Well, I that's all neither here nor there.
Do you need some more water?
I do now, actually. Okay. I just realized that I was out.
Okay, Kevin! Kevin!
Ooh,
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That blasted.
Just a quick water and then just back out would be great. Yeah, quick water.
For Adam?
It's already on the table. It's just a pour.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was that the first time you ever asked him to get water before? Because he looked shocked.
He left the room.
It is the first time. It was almost like the first time he'd ever heard of water.
His face. Shocked.
Don't you know? You see, like, did you see his face?
I guess maybe he was shocked that anyone would ask them to pour it for him.
What makes me nervous is he wanted the aliens from Signs, and he was going to go put on a special suit so that he could make sure the water doesn't touch him because he's going to get disintegrated into smoke from it.
Yeah, it's probably that.
Well, we have to wonder, right?
Yeah, you always have to have something like that on the table.
First thing is, okay, I'll leave the room, and I know he keeps a special suit out there because I've seen how big his bag is.
Right.
The pouring is whatever we need. We're trying to figure out for you what the right combination is to get a good
bumper. Let me do another take.
Bumper.
Let me do another take because I do have to run.
And on this one, maybe it's Hollywood Handbook is a Wolf Cool production brought to you by Hazy Bone and the Clem Dog. Produced by Scott Anchorman.
That's a lot to remember. If there's any way that we could write this down, even just bullet points would be great.
We don't want it to feel stale is the only problem.
Do your take on it. Like keep like the must says, like the core elements, but you can sort of do your own thing.
Oh yeah.
And if I can just sort of get back to my original note, you might've misunderstood what I was saying. I don't do like a kind of dumb guy who's like pretending to be smart. You know what I mean? It's funny, but
is that what I was doing? You think?
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
Just like imagining what a smart person would be like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this time do like a real, so like an actual smart person.
That's
smart.
A great note. That's
a good note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good note. All right. Here we go. You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook, which is a Wolf Cool production brought to you by Hazy Bone.
And the Clem Dog.
I thought you were kidding about that. Is that a real thing?
Wait, it's just Haze?
Well, I know that. I thought Hazy Bone was both you guys' things. When you referred yourself as Clem Dog, I just thought that you was being like, ha, I'm so stupid. Like dog, Clem Dog. I didn't think it was real. I'll do it again.
You think Clem Dog is kind of a stale nickname?
Oh, I didn't think. Sort of. I didn't think that you could nickname? Actually hear me when I was talking to him just now. Because I will. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you were trying to keep that information
from
me?
I wasn't trying to. I just. Okay. I was shocked that you heard it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me go again. I just didn't even think about it.
Do you need more time?
No, actually.
To sort of like lead up to it?
I don't need any more time.
Okay.
This is the perfect amount of time. Because you guys said this would be quick. You said I'd be in and out.
Just if whatever you need, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever
we kind of assumed that you would.
We're just trying to find it.
We thought you'd be in and out because we kind of assumed you would just nail it.
That was sort of our assumption going in that this would be good.
And I, as an actor, want to give you what you need. Okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook. Let me not say that was my fault. You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook, brought to you by Hazy Bone and the Clem Dog. This is a cool.
Well, now I don't like hearing it. Now I feel stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I'm actually starting to question it now as well. Mine, I think, is good, and maybe it looks better next to Clem Dog.
I've been thinking about getting something new going.
What?
All right, so give me a new nickname.
What is that? That's the moment in the bumper where you just get your nicknames out. Like morning DJs? Like Hazy Bone and the Clem Dog?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there's a million things. Just pick something.
What is it?
Okay, do a different. I mean, if you.
Well, obviously, you don't think I'm very good at picking something because you didn't like Clem Dog. So it's like,
no, it's
you're
not
so
that
smart.
I didn't
like, you go ahead and you do it.
No, it's not that I didn't like it. I didn't.
You
know.
Thought it was a joke. And now, even
isn't
if
it
was
a joke?
Good,
I'm sorry,
I can't
I thought it
enjoy
was a
it.
Joke. I mean, Hazy Bone is a joke, right? That's a joke. That's a funny joke.
Right. Oh, it is, no, it is supposed to be. Clem Dog is supposed to be a joke.
It's not supposed to be fun. Like, it's just supposed to be like.
I mean, it makes you laugh. Fun? It does make you laugh when you say it. I think that's the important thing is that it makes you laugh.
It cracks me up.
So I'm sorry. Then what is the problem?
I'm losing it laughing when I say it. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. But now that Adam has me second guessing it, I'm just going like, well,
L-I-L-ing.
You do what?
You're L-I-L-ing. You're losing it laughing.
Yeah.
L-I-L.
So, all right. So this is what you wanted to get into, right? This is the big role you've got coming up?
No, I want to get out of here.
You're like the guy who invented texting or something?
No, okay. Now it feels like.
It's like a sort of Steve Jobs thing, but it's just like just the dude who put texting on the phone.
I didn't come in here to do
or
that.
Or BDMing.
BDMing?
BBMing, BlackBerry Messenger.
No.
Aren't you going to be like that guy or something?
No.
The founder of Research in Motion?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I will tell you about the role if you want, even though please. It's probably going to cost me what it is. But it's
going to do what?
It's going to cost me the role. Like, it's
what
gonna
it is?
Cost
me what it is.
Like, I'll tell you about it if it's going to cost me the part.
Okay. So what it is
not
is
what
the
you
part
said.
Yeah.
in this case.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to cost me what it is.
I guess that makes sense. No, go ahead.
Please.
I was just trying to figure out what you were talking about.
Well, yeah. now I got to tell you with both the gleam, I'm catching a gleam in both of your eyes, mm-hmm. both of your Anglo-Saxon eyes, mm-hmm. that you
and see this again
so
with
excited.
The racial
Always,
stuff.
It's so
racist.
Excited. So excited for me to have a little bit of a fuck up because the two little tiger sharks in the water can pounce on the guppy.
Can
Let
I
me
just
tell
say,
you both something. I came down here as a fucking favor to say thank you and I'm sorry. Okay? I was appreciative that you had me on and
what
I'm sorry.
What was the thank you for?
For having me on the first
oh, the
place.
First time, yeah.
And I was saying I'm sorry.
It's done pretty well for you, yeah. hasn't it?
I honestly, I don't know because after I did it, I haven't registered it again till one person on like a Reddit said something to me like, do you really hate, they're like, do you really hate those guys? And I was like, honestly, I couldn't remember what they were talking about.
I see. But so, you remember that. So your memory is obviously so good. And so, because I've read that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I read it.
Let's see. And I know you're. You are funny. You are funny.
Yeah.
It's not something that you have
That's
to
like
prove.
The Clem
you don't have to prove that to me.
Delivering.
So you remember this like one specific comment from like, what is it, like 5 years ago or
I
whatever?
I don't know. I'm just,
but
let
you
me
didn't
get out
remember
here.
At the time this whole like 90 minute show
this
that you did.
Oddly,
I read that and I was like, that's BS.
This feels oddly like that Nancy O'Dell tape where she got called in the radio station and then attacked. It feels like you called me in here to do your bumpers and now you got the Jew up against the wall. So let's go.
It's always
See,
this
and
race
I don't even
thing.
Know that you are that. Like I honestly look at you and I don't even think you love your
birther. Totally
no, I'm not denying that that's your thing or whatever.
My
but
thing.
I'm just saying I look at you and I don't even think
it's
that
it's definitely a big part of your brand.
You look distinctly
my
that
brand
way.
Is
the way
guys.
You're
pushing that on me. I'm just saying I'm not looking at you. The way you look at us and say, like, this is their race, and that's how I'm going to observe them, and the way you look at the
and
two
honestly,
people who love
dude,
each other trying to get married in the
your
movie.
Your name is Hayes MacArthur.
Okay, and that is a very common misconception that I will let stand because I think he's very talented, and mm-hmm. That's a compliment to me.
Oh, that's not your name?
That's a compliment to me that people mistake me for Hayes MacArthur sometimes, Clay.
Now I feel bad.
Sorry, my headphones.
Yeah.
And Sean, I really like. I don't get it, man. We could have just not had. We could have just all gone away. MacArthur knows what I'm talking about. Like
all gone away.
Like we could have just never gone back.
Kill ourselves?
No, we just. It just could. If like. I apologize for being a dick to you on the podcast, and then it could have been just like
He's
over.
Trying to trick me into doing a suicide. Please.
Can I say something how much I
think you're suicidal
just,
if that's what you're
just
getting
Just because
from that.
One race is doing better than another doesn't mean you can't be racist against the one that's technically currently winning.
I'll just tell you.
I don't understand what you just said.
What doesn't bother me about the Hayes MacArthur thing and how I actually really do love it is I once at Mosaic for a meeting with somebody and somebody came in and said, Whit Stillman's manager wants to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exciting for me. And then it turned out he had mistaken me for Hayes Hargrove, Kristen Wiig's ex-husband. And we did end up having to go through the entire meeting anyway because he wanted to be nice. But I think that's
Are you
great.
Telling me that
I
you're
love
not,
being mistaken
the, you're not the guy on television? You're not the dude on Andrew Tribeca?
Okay, on television is kind of a...
But you're not like, the guy that TBS is running in bulk?
I guess that's technically true. That it's
are you television. Are you that guy?
No, I'm not. You. But see,
if you're not that guy, I don't know why I would have come. I thought for sure that season was going to get a third season, and if I was nice to you, I would be like a good thing.
It's a
that could be good for you, where you're sort of a forced binge.
Yeah. What?
TBS. They're force binging you.
Yeah. People,
yeah.
You think that would be good for me?
Yeah. Made people watch 12 hours of you instead of whatever it is now, zero, I guess.
Zero.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hollywood Handbook.
I really, let's get the.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's do a quick bumper. So just go like.
A quick bump. Let's do a quick bumper.
Let's do.
All right, here comes some. Let's take a quick break, and we're bringing you some more ads from Hollywood Handbook.
And let's go. Can I just do mine? I just have one little note.
Yeah,
let's go one way or the other.
Not little.
Let's go one way or the other with the gum, where you're like either really doing it as like a cool character or something, or it's gone because the way it is now is kind of like a half step. Make a choice, is what I'm saying.
That would help me.
Can I just do one other thing? What's like a book that you love?
Can I ask you, who taught you to give notes by going, can I do one other thing?
I'm asking I'm a fucking Sean.
Chess piece
I'm asking Sean.
That you're going to decorate and then move around a board.
He's asking
That's
me.
Even worse. You're talking to him in front of me as if there's. You need permission to talk to me.
I don't want
to
step on his note. If he has a note, I want him to have a chance.
I might have
to.
The
this is not like
note.
The fucking Wachowski brothers. We're on a fucking podcast.
Excuse me.
What was that movement?
Did you just try to take off your headphone?
I wish I could have done it before I heard that.
One brother, one sister.
That's actually not.
Was that what you were upset?
Either
was that what you were upset about?
I'm,
huh? You both got upset when I said that because of that reason.
Please,
yeah, yes, call me old fashioned. I think that people should be chosen using the gender nomenclature that they prefer.
And so the Wachowski sisters,
they're both.
Do you know
are who directed about Matrix? This?
What?
Why are you hiding from this?
I'm not hiding about it. I know news. That one. I know that
Get
one.
Get over it.
Dude, grow up.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the Wachowski brothers if the Wachowski sisters have a podcast, I will go on it and do your bumpers. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm old. I'm out of touch. I'll admit it. I'm the first guy to tell you. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But
we're trying, Adam.
But
we
at least I'm trying.
Okay.
Why don't you want to say what your favorite book is?
Yeah, my favorite book?
Just a favorite book of yours.
A book you like.
I like And the Bad Guys Won.
What's that?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be like some obscure book?
That's
some
not
like
obscure.
Badass thing.
It's not obscure.
It's like, I'm so fucking raw, dude. I like when the bad guys win.
It's a story about the 86 Mets winning the World Series.
Oh.
Okay. Well, then I am actually looking for a smarter book than that. Just like a book. I just want to get you into a place of like a book reader.
The only baseball book it could be is Moneyball.
Yeah.
Because that's actually
a
math.
Smart baseball book.
I've read Moneyball.
Okay.
Okay. Is it, can you, like, is it something you got and like?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Explain it to me. I just want to.
Really? You really want
I'm
me to
I'm just trying to
you?
Put you in. Like,
well,
this.
I think I. You really want me just to explain Moneyball to you?
Walk Hayes through it and he'll tell me to tell you if you're right.
Why? We're in the same room.
Because this that's is how, this is how you just, make a show. You involve each
all
other.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess this is like a super Cliff Notes version of it, but Billy Bean.
But you did read the actual book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Billy Bean, who is a general manager, former baseball player,
yeah,
came up with a way to look at statistics and put different values on them.
Chunkin' Bean.
And why'd you just say Chunkin' Bean? Yeah. You're just thinking about it?
Billy Bean.
Billy Bean brought you the
It's sort of an is there something there?
What does that mean?
When we'll cut it out.
Is this a thing?
What we do when Sean makes a joke on the show, often he kind of like finds his way there out loud, and we cut that part out.
Yeah.
And
we'll
we just
wind
do
up editing to the final joke.
So it makes it seem like he came up with it really fast, but that's the beginning of like the yellow
seems
brick
like
road,
a lot of,
basically.
It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. Do you want to keep going? Do you want to finish it?
Right now? Okay. So, Chunk of Bean, Billy Bean. Billy Bean, general manager of the Athletics. Chunk is on Athletic. Tejada.
And we can keep. You said like find statistics and put different values on them.
Statistics. You want me to keep talking to you while he's like in like a weird, beautiful mind haze?
Yeah. We don't need to.
There's a song in that movie that
was that a shot at me? I just want to make sure.
Haze?
Yeah.
No, like a haze, like a.
Okay, it's just like kind of a weird phrase. It's like not the most like expected phrase. You know what I mean? So when you say beautiful mind haze, it makes me think that like, what do you think of? I'm like
jumping bean.
crazy like or something.
It's like very hard to talk to. He's making eye contact with me.
Drawing from you. You should actually be complimented because that means that he thinks that you're sort of being amused for him right
comfy
now.
Or no,
it's very odd. It's like watching someone have a seizure but not being able to help them.
Yeah. Right. Well, you can help if you want. He would actually love it. Help him find the joke.
Yeah.
I don't know what the
It's about something with like Chunk and Bean and Billy and Bean. You know, obviously there's something there.
Yeah.
Obviously?
Yes,
great.
Beanie Baby. I think he's just saying things that have similar sounding.
Well, right now. Because we haven't gotten to the joke yet.
Anyway, I just want to come back to what you said. You said that he finds statistics and puts different values on them.
No. Yes, he values them differently than the rest of the league.
Okay.
Such as walks or on base percentage.
Yeah.
And so then he accumulates those stats and tries to find players that maybe aren't as valued throughout the league.
Right.
And then trades for them and effectively is able to put out a team on par with the higher salaried organizations.
Yeah. See, you're a smart guy.
Billy Beanie.
This is what I'm trying to get at with you. You are a smart person. You know? Like dude, the way you can explain it. That. You understand why? Stuff. Oh, sorry. Do you want to?
Huh?
I stepped on the joke.
No. I'm still getting there.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be pretty good, I think.
Yeah. If the time it takes you to come up with it.
And now we'll just surprise you with one. Just give us a quick Hollywood handbook.
Go.
Just don't even think about anything when you do it.
You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook with Sean something and Hayes MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know that it is not the Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
Is that what you were upset about?
I think that you know that.
Okay.
Say produced by Chris Bannon and Scott Aukerman.
Yeah. You really don't want to write all the. There's a lot of names. There's a lot of names.
So Wolfco Productions produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon.
Like you don't know Scott Aukerman.
I know Scott Aukerman. Like there's a lot of names. It's a lot of names.
How are you going to remember? And throw in the tagline just for this one, in case we want to use it.
What is the tagline?
Just so we get it both ways. Insider's Guide to Kicking, Butting, Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Linebacker Hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Can you say that again?
Insider's Guide to Kicking, Butting, Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Linebacker Hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And just throw it in there, and if we want to use it, because that way we can cut it. We can always cut out of it at any point.
You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook with Sean something and Hayes MacArthur, produced by Wolf Cool Productions, Chris O'Bannon, and Scott Aukerman. Hollywood Handbook, where the red carpet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
When the red carpet meets the back calls of this industry we call show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right. So we're going to have you do one more.
Guys,
We'll just do a funny one.
I got to get out of here.
Do a crazy one just for you.
Because it's a fun show, you know?
Because I feel like we're hammering you with notes, you know? And just like you're not really getting them, so like let's just do one.
All right, I just want you to know that I think I'm having a panic attack right now, a brief panic attack
thinking about interracial marriage.
You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook with I'm sorry, I forgot your names.
I'm Samantha B.
You're listening to the Hollywood Handbook with Samantha B. And
Jason Jones.
Is that how you really want? You just don't want me to tell me your name?
Just
again?
Lightening it up.
Yeah,
just lightening just up. Fun. It feels just so tell me, tense.
I know
you're
Sean.
A panic attack.
I know Sean, but I don't. Is it Clements or Clements?
Well, so I always said, and this is an interesting story, and I'm glad you asked.
I didn't.
I always said Clements, and that's just how I was raised, you know, people will say that. And when I finally did meet other people with my last name, they did one of these, Clements.
And you also have you talk about the Mark Twain thing.
Well, Mark Twain, if you know, he worked on Riverboat. Mm-hmm. And one thing he used to do is measure where the water was and how, you know, so they'd know how big of a fish could fit in there. And he'd be leaned over to the side of the boat in the hot
summer days, and
I really have to go.
And
I really
okay. It's customary when someone's telling you an interesting story to
yeah, I know it's
listen,
mm-hmm.
and then and you I'll, tell a story,
and I'll wrap this story up quickly enough, but. They had sort of a funny language twist back in those days where they wouldn't necessarily say, oh, it's 2 meters deep, you know. They would say, Adam, if the mark on the measuring stick.
I just have to let you know that it seems like your pauses have gotten longer since you said you'd be.
It's quick. Sort of an old South inflection. If the, that he's
if
doing
the mark you're from on the measuring right? stick, as was Mark yes, Twain. So,
yes.
And it was not. True,
Samuel Clemens.
I don't think that's true at all.
Oh, really? Is the Mark Twain house in Connecticut? Did I go there on a field trip? Yeah, I think I did, Adam.
Okay, so now we're back in a place of being the guy we were before. We were talking about the books and stuff. We were like a smart guy a second ago. And
look, I just, I gotta get out of here.
Now we barely know who Mark Twain is.
I feel, I'm having a panic attack.
We're challenging a guy who's telling a story about Mark Twain, obviously is like well-read on this subject.
The frogs having a jumping contest. Puddinhead Wilson and those amazing twins.
He does not know what you're talking about. Yeah. He does not know about this stuff.
Oh my God.
Okay, so do you want me to just do a real one without like the fake names?
Yes.
And
when
just do
he
it
is done.
Fun and funny after when, we're done with the story.
Oh, really? Are you serious? Because this seems like a story that is just like the payoff will not be worth the time that it takes to tell it.
So let's say the mark on the measuring tool when he put the water down and found bottom, which actually reminds me of another joke about two guys peeing off a bridge. Do you know this one?
Hmm?
The joke about the guys peeing off the bridge?
No.
Don't look it up in your phone. If that's what you're doing in your phone is looking up the joke.
Don't
so you
step
can be like,
on it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to tell it better than
it.
You can read it.
I'm not looking it up in my phone. I'm texting the people I was supposed to meet dinner with that I'm going to be a little late.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. That's very nice. So if the let's say, for example, like what's a number that the measuring stick might come up as?
I'm sorry. I'm just worried that don't tell them this joke later like it was your joke.
Hmm?
I just heard that this is something that you do. I'm not – I'm just getting ahead of it.
Up,
I'm just getting ahead of it because I don't know if you think
Kroll
that it's –
Kroll talked a little bit about
this. I don't know if you think that it's okay. You might think that it's just a normal thing to do. So it might make some people upset. So I'm just saying right now do not tell the joke –
Or the story.
Yeah, or the story and be like, this is mine.
Because Mark Twain's story is not a joke. It's just a really
Wait,
interesting
Wait, this
story.
Isn't a joke?
No, this isn't.
It's just a story?
Yeah.
Yes, What's Mark Twain is a real that? Person.
I don't think so. And I really got to get out of here.
Okay.
And
Just postponed.
I did not postpone.
You just pushed.
I did not push. I said that I was going to be late letting them know. And it's still a ways away. So let's get your take. Let's do another
I heard
take.
That, and when you said puss instead of pushed, I did notice that.
Good.
And I understand the politics behind it. Just so you know, I know what you meant by that. Okay.
That came through loud and clear.
Okay, guys.
Anyway, just wrap it up.
Does anyone enjoy coming on here?
Hmm?
Yeah, people, Nick Kroll, for example, came
yeah,
on,
I know.
And afterwards he said that it was the
crushed it, that kill zone, start to finish.
Yes, he said we were funnier than he was after.
Right.
Cracked us up, but also admitted how funny we were.
Okay.
Yes.
But really, do you think that like when you burden a friend by asking them to come on a podcast and take time out of their life, do you think that anyone really enjoys doing this?
No. Hold on.
No, there's no. This is basically guilt when you have to come back into here.
Professionally, this could be huge for you.
Personally, it's all guilt. It's just like you feel bad. You're like, oh, I should do that, right? Like, oh, it's a friend of mine.
Like it's hard to say no to it. I think everyone likes it. I'm honestly, I just think you're wrong. I think when people are asked to do a podcast, they say this is a great opportunity to get my brand out there.
I will tell you that.
They're having fun with their friend.
No one likes to do podcasts and...
No, you're wrong.
Everyone hates doing podcasts.
I feel so bad for you.
I know you don't like doing podcasts when someone asks you.
I'll do them and not. I'll
you're
do
like,
them with
I have
people
my
and
own,
not
you're
release.
Like, I have my own podcast. I have to fucking listen to it. Now I have to go be on another one.
I don't know. I'm just a fan of comedy. I enjoy comedy.
It's still fun for me after all these.
That's
years.
That's why I do it. I don't know why you're in this business.
I still
if
like
this
to
is
laugh.
Something that you
can
hate.
You believe this? Is
I
our
would
jobs?
Do this. I would do this even if I weren't being paid.
To laugh with our friends.
Honestly, I thought you weren't being paid. I can't believe you're being paid.
I don't know if I am or
who
not.
Who would pay for this, and how does money get made? Because this is drivel and garbage right now.
I don't pay attention to that stuff because it's just fun. Like, I honestly...
Yeah.
The money just rolls in.
Have you ever heard Dance Like Nobody's Watching?
Love Like You've Never Been Hurt.
The expression? Have I ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Like You've Never Been Hurt?
Yesterday's Mystery, Today's a Mystery.
I'm sorry, I missed that last one.
Yesterday's Mystery.
Today's a present.
Today's a present. Tomorrow's a gift.
That's why they call it a gift.
That's why they call it tomorrow.
I guess I didn't hear that. I never heard that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You almost said, I guess I didn't heard that one.
Because I didn't heard that one.
Yeah.
Is this better or worse than the last episode we did together? It's worse, right?
Worse for me.
Is it you or us?
I don't know.
You are different. There is
We've done a
different.
Couple good ones in a row.
How can you tell?
Because people say they love it. And the guests love it. And they want to come back. We've had so many people come back.
I never want to come back here ever in my life.
People finish the show and they say, I would love to do it again. And they really mean it. They genuinely mean it when they say that.
I would love.
And a lot of times they say some of the other podcasts aren't fun. I think this is what you're driving at. Some of the other podcasts aren't very fun to do, but this one is.
This one is good.
I was not driving at that. What I was driving at was that all podcasts are bad and this one leads it.
What other ones have you done?
I can't even remember.
Didn't you do Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah.
You didn't want to do that.
I hated it.
Oh, wow.
Every second of it. Mm-hmm. And I hate this just as much, if not
as
more.
Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah. I hate doing Comedy Bang Bang.
But they play those games.
I hate doing those fucking games. I can't freestyle rap. I don't like doing any podcast.
Is it because none of yours have really become like classics, really? You know, some people talk about it all the time. Like, I know Sandberg, for example, did one where he
I was
did, like,
on
the,
that one.
The, are you serious?
Yeah, I
oh
was.
My God.
And so I would say they have become classics. Holy, so let me tell you something.
No,
every second of doing that.
Okay.
And this is worse.
I am so sorry
this
for bringing that
I feel
up.
This trapped.
Is worse?
I feel because trapped in a room with microphones with
oh
white
God.
People who are.
This
super anti-Semitic, I can tell.
Let's take. I take issue with.
Can
a
I
lot
just say
of what
I'm so
saying.
Sorry for bringing up the Andy Samberg thing because people talk about that episode all the time, and I had no idea.
Well, you
I didn't
up,
know you were any
people,
part of it.
Never
I thought you had nothing to do with it.
Are you
sure?
You brought it up because you knew that you know the similarities, and you know
I knew
that
he
you
was
know
on.
What similarities.
You know that we probably have like gone up for some similar stuff.
Why?
Whatever.
That makes no sense.
And you know it, and you knew it.
Why?
You knew it would be a trigger. Thing and you said it. So let me tell you, that sucked. This sucks. This whole building sucks.
Hang on.
I fucking hate Earwolf. Let me ask you a question. How does this place make fucking money? These little fucking young fucks are conned into coming here, painting. I got a sneaker. Oh, put my sneaker on the wall.
We actually each have our own sneaker.
Oh, you do? How would you tell them apart? They're just two blonde white dudes. You should just share a face.
One has more stubble, like, and one.
It's just, it's garbage. It's a whole garbage fucking industry. I don't understand how any of it works. I don't understand how you could enjoy it. You two are good writers. You paid really, like, top of the line. You do this for fun? That's crazy. You're married.
Did you say we're paid top of the line?
No, I wasn't being paid, like,
oh.
I, why? What, forget
no,
it.
No, I just want
to
hear
what you're saying.
Yeah,
we
want to
understand you.
I'm married.
I don't understand how this could be
what
fun.
Do you want to talk about? You want to talk about my wife, Steffi Graf?
You're married to Steffi Graf?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. She won a Wimbledon or two.
Yeah, I know she is.
So she knows a thing or two about being a champion, about showing up every day and putting the work in, that the results come from keeping your chops up.
Is that what
so you think, for example, like Hannibal Buress is doing an Earwolf show now. You think that...
I don't know why. That sounds like that.
You don't get his comedy?
Yeah.
No, I get his
Whoa.
Comedy.
Whoa.
No, I.
You don't know his show? Why?
No, I get his comedy.
You
it's
don't
not
know
for
why
me.
With
it's
Hannibal
not my
Burris?
Favorite comic. I don't think. I think he's like overrated. But
wow.
I.
Adam Pally, of all the things you said, there's one thing I really have to take issue with. Anyone can freestyle rap.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Just show him.
You were saying that you hate being on Comedy Bang Bang because, you know, you don't like the games and you can't freestyle rap, but
here.
Come on, man. Don't sell yourself short.
Here. I'll do a little.
One and two and here we go. Gonna freestyle rap. with the flow. And starting it now, gonna start in 3, 2, 1. Here it comes, gonna rap soon. Start the beat up, slow it down, gonna be a slow rap. And then I would just lay some lyrics on it.
It's funny.
I don't know what do you like
if you don't like
this
stuff?
Yeah, what do you like, man? Tell me what you're into. I'll make the podcast feel like that.
I'm not into anything. I really am not. I really am not into much.
No wonder.
Okay, let me do another take, and then I'll get out of your hair.
Remember the commercial where the guy's walking around sad it's raining on him?
Yeah, because he's just got the cloud, and it's only on his head, yes.
Remind you anybody?
Yes.
I think it's a cold medicine commercial.
Okay.
And he has a cold.
What are you getting at?
Nothing, that's conversation.
The sick thing?
Because Hayes is sick.
I said,
I look extra sick tonight.
No, I said you
I
didn't
know.
Look
I
sick.
I told you I'm I said not you ashamed
don't,
of this.
First of all, I said you don't look sick.
You said it because you noticed how sick he looks.
No, I said he looked healthier from what everyone's been telling me.
Do
I thought he looked healthy.
Do the fucking bumper, Adam.
Why are you mad at me?
Because hurt people hurt people.
Hurt people hurt people. That's very
Do you
pathetic.
Not get it?
No, I get it.
Okay.
Okay.
The way you said it back, it was like you didn't get it.
No, I was hearing it for the first time.
Let's not make a meal of this one.
Okay.
Make it a bumper. Make it like the show's the star of the bumper rather than you.
You're listening to The Hollywood Handbook with Sean and Hayes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can use that one.
Are you sure that sounded like my worst one? I really didn't love that one.
No. Oh, you want it back?
I mean, I don't care.
If we use one of these, we'll use that one.
Let's do one for
you. If you use one of these?
If we end up doing... We're waiting sort of to see what happens with your stuff.
What? My stuff?
Just in terms of whether it's going to be worth using. I mean, you're not the only person who's recording these.
You told me you wanted me to come in and record your bumpers.
Yeah.
You didn't... That implies that you said, we need a celebrity guest to do our bumpers. You didn't say, we need you to come in and be one of the celebrity guests on our bumpers.
Okay. Oh,
No, what do you mean? Oh, okay. Oh, you know,
it's
exactly
not one.
What I'm talking
I mean,
about.
It's not all one or the other. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it is. You deceived me. You made it seem like I was coming in here.
You're doing bumpers.
We had you do a couple. You know, we're going to have engineer Brett do a couple.
You're going to have Brett do them?
Spreading our chips around the table.
Just have him do all of them.
That's really
Why
funny.
Am I here? Just have him do all of them.
That's a really talented guy.
You brought me in here so you could berate me because you thought I was a dick to you last time. And now I feel like I was right to be a dick to you last time. And it was, you know what? It wasn't a bit. And none of this was a bit. Handlebursts fucking overrated. All podcasts suck. Anything else you want to throw at me?
I'm just trying to explain my thinking here. Like, you know, you're a gambling man. You don't go to Vegas and just put all your money on one number. You put a little on the Adam Pally number. You put a bunch on the Brett number.
Ghostbusters. Did you like that new
you
Ghostbusters?
You said celebrity.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I had
Did
been
I like
waiting
the
for someone to settle how to feel about this.
I thought the script was shitty.
Oh, wow.
I thought the script was shitty. I thought that the actors elevated good material, but whatever.
Elevated good material.
I don't know who wrote it. I don't care. Look. Hey, this guy.
His name's Brett.
I don't care. You told me that I was going to be
it's
a celebrity. Excuse me?
It's because I'm a fourth Jewish. You say this guy.
Yeah.
I
get that too.
All right. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It was a con. You conned me into being here. I fell for it because obviously I'm needy and you said celebrity. You referred to me as a celebrity and I liked that. So I showed up to do your bumpers, and now it has basically been an hour of me getting shit thrown in my face. So,
bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.